This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, 30th of January. One day, you've got to get your money in to HMRC. I would do it today. I think it has to be in their account by tomorrow. I can't remember, actually, exactly which way around it, because I always do it at least about a week before it needs to be done, and mainly because I don't like the hassle. I like the idea that we've done it and that we've sent the money off, and my accountant's happy, and my bank's happy, and everybody's happy, actually. I'm the only depressed one out of it. The one who thinks, if I'd saved that money, I could have bought myself maybe some tablets to keep the headaches away and stuff like that. And then I thought, no, what the heck, goodness sake. The musical, The First Look, Only Fools and Horses. So they all assembled outside Nelson Mandela House. That's the one that's going to be pulled down to make yuppie flats, which I think is hilarious. But it's going to do very well. John Sullivan's son, Jim, and Paul Whitehouse, who was our special guest. Some of the music was written by Chaz and Dave. Chaz Hodges, who died in September. So he never got to see the musical on stage. But whichever cloud he's sitting on, they will be jumping up and down with delight. Corrie's Lucy Fallon. I don't know who she is, actually, but mainly because I've not seen Coronation Street for quite some while. They always sort of make a big deal. They go, she goes makeup-free. I go makeup-free every day. Producer doesn't, of course, because he has to, cover things up. Mind you, I know a few boys who actually put makeup on to make themselves look sort of more attractive. Bit difficult, isn't it, really? When you start with a base of zero to try and improve on that, it's not always possible. Keely Hawes transforms into a steely civil service agent in a gripping new Channel 4 spy period drama called Traitors. I quite like that, actually. I never saw Bodyguards. I do know who Keely Hawes is, of course. And Freddie Flintoff, this is an odd one, brands David Hay, who apparently is some sort of boxer, a bully. He punched Jack Whitehall 33 times in 20 seconds during a League of Their Own boxing challenge. I mean, I think it's disgusting, but that's just me. David Hay is a bully. You don't punch somebody like Jack. He's not a boxer. He's not somebody like that. He was inside a huge punch bag while David, a former world cruiserweight champion, punched the bag 33 times in 20 seconds. Nasty little piece of work. Mind you, here we go. The attention seeking. Hello, I'm David Beckham. Goes out there to film a commercial with a body double. Obviously, Dave can't enter into phone boxes and walk out of them again, a bit like Superman. So they go and do it, and they go, can you get some photographs of Dave? Because you know what he's like for publicity. So he was sort of dashing around. It's just an advert for a Chinese hotel group. Hope it's the right one, love. Be awful to think you've made a mistake, wasn't it? And then I did it on the programme because can a Jeep be gay? Now, this is not the first time we've had this from Jeremy Clarkson, because Will Young has branded them effing pathetic and repulsive for the homophobic Jeep segment. Now, I do remember, because I remember Nick Ferrari talking about it, Jeremy Clarkson branded a car a gay car. You see, I don't find that remotely offensive at all. And Will Young, to call them pathetic and repulsive because of this, because they actually said that, Hammond met controversy for implying eating ice cream was something straight men don't do. Oh, they so do. Oh, they so do eat ice creams. Of course they do. But I don't know whether you can have a sort of a gay Jeep. Apparently, they sort of say driving a Jeep means you should wear ventilated chaps, moisturise and play It's Raining Men. To be honest with you, if Will Young hadn't mentioned it, I couldn't have cared less. So men moisturise. Every man moisturises. Every man moisturises. You have to nowadays. We've all got very dry skin. We're working in London. You've got to moisturise. I've got so many moisturisers. Very expensive moisturisers, very cheap moisturisers, very sort of squirty moisturisers. But you've got to put it on because I get lots of patches of dry skin. I can't help it. It's like my own sort of little form of eczema. But I wouldn't bother about somebody saying, it's raining men. Hallelujah. Who cares? Does that make you gay if you can sing the song? Can you sing the song? Can you sing? You can sing any songs. Oh, you can't sing? No, I've got a headache this morning. And God knows we've suffered with that one. Talk about labouring it. It's a case of, if you actually got a splinter in his... You remember years ago, you used to get a splinter in your finger. You go, ow, 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 like that. And then your mum would go, I'll go and get the tweezers. No! And then she just puts the and then she pulls it out. Well, I nearly went through the roof. He's the same next door, and he labours it for hours. Seriously, if you didn't have to sort of mention it, it's just, it's attention-seeking. You know what it is? We know how it works. Put the umbrella down. You are not Mary Poppins. OK? Even though you probably could be. The hellish cost of joining Club 1840. I thought it was 1830. Why it's 1840 now? That's an odd one. But apparently, Kirsty Gallagher, Naomi Campbell, Alicia Dixon, Amanda Holden, Claudia Schiffer, Kate Beckinsale and J-Lo. What do they have in common? They're all in their 40s. So? What does that make? And they say they all look good. Yeah, but all you've got to do is just look after yourself. It's not too difficult. We're going to be talking this weekend about drinking with Sherry Hewson. And she drinks. I drink. Probably many of you drink. Perhaps some of you don't drink anymore. Producer drinks. And he drinks to forget. But the trouble is he drinks so much he can't remember what it is he's supposed to be forgetting. So that's why it happens, isn't it? You know, what are you drinking for? I'm upset. Yeah, but why? I don't know. It's probably the alcohol, I should imagine. So we talk about drinking and trying to make sure that this year, 2019, is a good year for maybe not cutting out the drink completely, but maybe cutting back a little bit. So in other words, if you drank Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, how about just drinking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? And then the following week, try it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then maybe not drinking during the week. There's all sorts of things we shall explore. Megan the Dreary Boar Barton Hansen, oh my God, honestly, says she's found happy ever after with Wes Nelson in an interview recorded days before they split up. And apparently she's never going to get over it because she's 24, but with a mental playing age much younger. What is it with these stupid people who want to talk about their blooming relationship? Who gives a stuff who she's going out with? There was another one. There was some other person who appears on Celebrity Juice. Used to be on the radio, or perhaps is on the... I can't remember what, you know, she... But anyway, she was talking in her column about how she nearly split up with her husband. What is it? Keep it private. Zip it up, dear. Nobody gives a stuff. Mick Jagger's former fling denies she's dating Clint Eastwood. She's 23. Clint Eastwood's 88. Imagine the song they'll be doing it to is It's Impossible. I mean, for goodness sake, honestly. Clint, she was saying... I mean, she's been linked to a... Who is she? We don't even know who she is. So she's Noor Afala. I've got no idea who she is at all. No idea. But obviously she likes old men. And that's all I can tell you. So all in with a chance on that one. In between us, James Buckley can't bear to watch the reunion episode. He said because he looked like an idiot. And, I would think that kind of covers it, really. That was kind of... But I was so shocked by the language in the actual programme. I mean, seriously shocked. You know, you don't expect to... If I was watching that with my godchildren, I'd sat there going, oh, my God, embarrassing. Or my parents. Imagine if you watched The Inbetweeners with your parents and that sort of language came up on the television. Not for me at all. Felicity Jones joining husband Charles Gard at Christian Dior V&A Gala. Oh, there's bound to be some right deadbeats turn up to that one, isn't there? I can just tell later on. Janet Jackson will headline Glastonbury. Wow. Wow. Why not? We talked to Janet Jackson. But a very little voice like that. Little tiny voice. Seriously. I thought at one point I had to lean forward. Lovely. Who's this? The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are in Dundee today, getting ever nearer Aberdeen. Not quite getting to Aberdeen, but getting to Dundee. And she made a short speech. Thank you. And that was that. And then they went to meet other people. It's funny, actually, because we were wondering what Meghan Markle's doing at the moment. The answer is she's waiting to give birth. Even though some people wrote to her the other day going, you're not pregnant. Jenna Coleman joining Gemma Arterton. She was at the V&A's new Christian Dior exhibition. They do very good exhibitions at the V&A. They really do. In fact, my advice is join for the year. Join for the year because it's about 60 quid for a pair. You can go every single day to the museum. You don't have to pay to go in anyway. But if they've got exhibitions, you can get into it for free. And you get a discount in the shop and all their exhibitions are free to you. So that's good, isn't it? My advice, always join the museum. If they've got a thing you can join, like the British Museum, like the V&A, like the Science Museum, join them. Especially if you've got a family, it'll save you a fortune in the long run. Eddie Redmayne's Hannah sparkles in a glitzy dress. He's wearing wrong shoes. Wrong shoes for Eddie Redmayne. Wrong shoes. They should be dark shoes. I'm sorry. I know you probably think it's OK. Liam Payne, 25, and Naomi Campbell enjoy a date night as they attend a gig at the O2 in London. Dreadful picture. We can barely make out who it is. Roxanne Pallett. Yes. The disgraced star. I mean, really, really bad. Really bad news. And she knows it as well. It's funny, actually, she's 36, but she seems to think she's about sort of 15. And she's seen in public for the first time in 5 months following her ill-fated Celebrity Big Brother stint and then being dumped by her fiancé and just being a very nasty person. She tried to get somebody fired from Celebrity Big Brother, and that's why she's not very good. Katia Jones, sizzling. She goes out. I don't know what they're doing, actually. The husband looks a little bit poncy. You know when somebody wears sort of a suit and you look at it and you go, it's a bit poncy, actually. It doesn't quite look right. Lucy Mecklenburg has dropped engagement hints. Here she is. What does she do for a living? Nobody can quite work it out, but she jets around the world and goes to all these sort of things. And then they attended a performance of La Boheme at the English National Opera. That's almost as hilarious as sort of Gemma turning up to watch it. They go to watch La Boheme. There you go. Gwyneth Paltrow being sued after leaving a doctor with a brain injury and broken ribs in an out-of-control hit-and-run ski crash. Well, play around on snow, dear. That's what you get. Also, Megan Barton Hansen again. I mean, the dreary exhibitionist on the internet. But there you go. Somebody's got to do it. Leaving her and co-parent Wes Nelson's flat amid claims she's kidnapped their hamster. I think they're a bit simple, don't you think so? Perhaps let's just put them down as being very childish. Camilla Thurlow. No idea who you are. Oh, weren't you have something to do with the army, dear, and then you opted out so you can get your boobs out in every photograph? Go away. Boring, boring, boring. And this is very interesting. Somebody goes on. I mentioned it on the programme. On Five Live. I mentioned it on the programme this morning. Ben Fogel was mentioned by a presenter called Nihal Athanayake. I think. I don't know how you pronounce it. But anyway, that's my business. This bloke started talking about Stafford, the presenter of the programme, Nihal. And then he said Mr. Fogel called his dog dangerous in front of his wife and children. Ben Fogel was onto Twitter immediately to him saying, excuse me, I was never in this park. Wouldn't have been with my children because one of them wasn't born. And as I host, he was basically saying Staffies are bad dogs. Ben Fogel's threatened to sue. The BBC. Yeah. Oh, DJ Nihal. Oh, well, there you go. Obviously an idiot, because that's defamation of character. He's libelled him on air because he said, I don't want to tell you who it is. It's Ben Fogel. And then he tweets to him. Obviously, DJ Nihal, not the brightest penny in the box, then says, are you calling my wife a liar? And Ben Fogel says, I'm telling you, I wasn't in that park. He doesn't live anywhere near it. Doesn't live anywhere near this park. So he's suing. The BBC have taken stuff down off the podcast as fast as their little legs will carry them. Because Ben Fogel's got a great case. He said, any money we get, it's going to a Staffy charity. So that's good. It's Ben Fogel. Why would Ben Fogel say anything? He's just about to do a programme on dogs. DJ Nihal. What an idiot. What an idiot. Kate reveals that 9-month-old Louis is already a fast crawler. OK, great. I've got a producer like that. He's a fast crawler. Oh, blimey on. Day one he was crawling. Doing so well. Kim Kardashian goes out to an Alice in Wonderland themed first birthday party. Oh, well, okay. I'm sure that's lovely. And Olivia Atwood, apparently she's from Love Island. She went too far with the cosmetic. I think you went too far with everything in your dreary little life so far. She's 27. Her claim is she was on Love Island, the programme which is basically, do you want to have sex with some of these people? Because they're all up for it, let me tell you. Ridiculous. Fern Cotton is the one who's decided to tell you about her and Jesse Wood's marriage. And you think to yourself, why don't you just keep your mouth zipped up, dear? You know, if you want to be trash, talk trash, but we're not interested in your marriage. I couldn't care less. That's your business. It's nothing to do with us. AJ Pritchard, he will include guys only routines in his No Limits solo dance tour, as he asserts it's not about gender, it's about movement. I think we'll leave that one to one side, shall we? I don't know about that. Also, The Favourite, I don't even know what that is. Oh, it must be a film, actually. Sparking outrage as they hit out at misleading strong sex warning for lesbian romp scenes. Oh, good grief, honestly. Honestly, lesbian romp scenes. That's always the interesting thing, is it? Somebody said to me the other day, why should we worry about it? I don't know, because people worry about these things. That's what they do. Which is a shame, really. Love Island's Laura Anderson. No idea who you are, dear. Oh, you're the former trolley dolly, aren't you? That's right. And your career's gone straight down the U-bend. She says, slams the troll who called her too thin for double standard. Nobody gives a toss about you, dear. 29, you know, you were ancient for flying anyway, and now you've decided by getting your boobs out that's some sort of career move. You really can't be that bright, can you? Rami Malek, stepping out with Lucy Boynton and Mother in Los Angeles, following a SAG Award win. David Bowie fan unearths the holy grail of TV footage that reveals the singer made his Ziggy Stardust debut a month before the Top of the Pops performance. Something iconic about David Bowie, isn't there, really? Candice Brown. This is the one who didn't want to go into show business. And luckily she's not. Luckily she's not in it. So there you go. They always call them stars, don't they? The Great British Bake Off star. She wasn't. She was just very average. Lisa Snowden, wearing a very tiny bikini. Well, you've stopped doing it, Lisa. I've told you before about that. Tina Malone steps out in Liverpool. She's got a bit of an issue going on, unfortunately. She tweeted a photo of John Venables. Not a very clever thing to do. Penny Lancaster recalls the terrifying moment she feared her son Aidan was dead after finding him unconscious in the family home. They always talk about everything on Loose Women, don't they? Every cheerful little story you can find out about. Caroline Flack. A friend of mine is obsessed with Caroline Flack. Oh, Caroline Flack. I think perhaps he likes sort of older people. But she's been flirty with her personal trainer. Of course she has. That's what she does. She generally flirts with them and then she has a fling with them. Gemma Collins pushed around in a wheelchair by James Argent. Oh, diddum. Poor old James. I can't push much more. Why? I'm tired. I need to eat. So off they went to eat. Anne Hegarty admits she keeps men at arm's length as she finds them claustrophobic. Yes, I would think that. We like her a lot, actually. She came over very well, very, very well. Amanda Holden trying out puddings. Oh, I love to try puddings. I love to try puddings. She's not trying puddings, she's trying cakes. This is a cake here. Looks delicious, actually. Michael McIntyre making a rare outing with his wife, Kitty. I've never even seen the wife. I do like Michael McIntyre, though. And, well, Wes Nelson in a lot of pain. I know, every time we see you, I get in a lot of pain as well. And he's injured himself during training. I'm sorry, love. Did you know that there was somebody called James Juden? James Juden or something? Anyway, he's in the Dancing on Ice programme. We've got no idea who he is. And apparently he used to be in Strictly, but then they kicked him off because he was boring. And he was on Celebrity Big Brother, and then they got rid of him as well because he was a nasty little piece of work. And apparently he's in this Dancing on Ice programme. I had no idea. No idea. Where do they come from, these people? Anyway, have a lovely day. Wrap up warm. No snow. Although, you know, there might be at some point. I don't know. No, there wasn't. There was no snow. There was no snow. Put your head down. I'm going to have to start doing a Nick Abbott with you. Drop down. No further. I can still see you. I can still... That's better. That's very good. Oh, I'm liking that a lot. OK, you can come back up now. And we're back with you tomorrow morning. Till then, stay safe. Be nice to each other. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.